Thank you so much for calling customer support. My name is Wendy. How can I help you today?
Hi, Wendy. My name is Pat Gibbs. I'm calling from Victoria in Canada, and I'm following up on a refund order notification. Would it help you if I gave you that notification number?
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Gibbs. I can look it up with that.
Okay, the number is 896913.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, I do see an account. Just for security purposes, could you verify your address, please, ma'am?
Yes, certainly. It's 142 Beechwood Avenue, Victoria, BC.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. So I do see that you had the pseudoflux with us. Let's see here.
I was very pleased with the company. They'd offered to give me a refund of $32.25. And in the email I received offering to do this refund, this email came, by the way, on December 27th. It mentioned that the refund would be deposited to the account that where the original billing was done, right?
Right.
But my Visa number had changed between December 27th to now. I have a new Visa number, and I just wanted to give your company my new billing information. And I don't know why I had so much trouble. I could not get a page or a link on your website to get through to the department where I could change my credit card number. I just didn't know how to do that, and I'm not sure what I should do now.
Okay. Let me take a look. Bear with me just a moment. Okay, so I'm showing on the account that they actually issued the refund on January the 20th of the $32.25.
Right.
With having the new card number, you do still have like an active account with that card company, though, correct?
Oh, definitely. Oh, yes, okay. Definitely.
Yes.
Maybe then it was all right. I just didn't want to cause a problem for your company if they were trying to, you know, use the original Visa number when now it has changed. But
right. Yes, ma'am. Even if the card number has changed, you'll still, you know, receive the credit back to that active account with the card company. They'll just put it back in the account there. Now, did you need me? I do see that your account is still active for the pseudoflux. However, you're not due to receive a new shipment until sometime in July at that discounted rate.
Did
you need me to update the card number?
If I give you the new card number, and can you just check it now over the phone to see if it matches what you have?
I can. I just need the last four digits to see if it matches what I have.
Sure. Just a moment. I'll grab it. Thank you.
Sure. Yes, ma'am.
Hi there. As you can probably guess, I'm one of these people that's not very good with online shopping, you know, just learning how to do it. So the last four numbers of the new card are 9780.
Okay, now we have a different card on the account. If you want me to update that, I can go on ahead and change it to the new card.
Yeah, it would be great.
Okay. All right, is that still a Visa?
Yes.
All right. And what is the new card number, please, ma'am?
4520 8300 1651 9780.
Okay, and the new expiration?
It's the same as the old one. It's 1122.
Okay, all righty.
Do you need the security code on the back?
Yes, ma'am, please.
050.
Okay, thank you. Bear with me just a moment. Alrighty, update. Okay, we should be good to go, Miss Gibbs.
Well, that's perfect. You've reassured me. That's all I wanted to do was make sure you had my correct information.
Oh, goodness, excuse me.
Bless you.
Sorry. Yes, ma'am. I did make sure everything is good to go here, and like
okay.
You can check your January statement just to make sure you did get that 3235
yeah.
back, and then like I
yeah.
said before, your next shipment is not due to go out until July the 27th.
That's right. Well, thank you for your help today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Ms. Gibbs. Thank you so much for calling customer
thank
support.
You.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.